Well, I was pleased today to be invited down by the Commodities Future Trade Commission, the CFTC as we call it, to testify as the speculators in the market, especially the energy market. As you know, for the last 3 years, I've worked very hard on this, trying to bring down some gas prices, oil prices, and bring some stability to the market. And actually, my comprehensive legislation, the Pump Act, Prevent the Unfair Manipulation of Prices, was actually part of the Climate Change Bill or the American Clean Energy and Security Act. So all those comprehensive reforms I think we should do to regulate the oil and gas market so speculators cannot drive up prices like we're seeing right now is actually in a bill passed the House, is now before the Senate. But the CFTC, Commodities Future Trade Commission, they have emergency powers under Section 4, and many of the things I advocate in legislation, they could do right now. And I've been very pleased that Secretary of Treasury Geithner and even Mr. Gensler, who's the head of the CFTC, they've indicated they'd like to put position limits and bring more transparency and try to bring some stability to these prices. And why is that important? If you take a look at it, over a year ago, gas was around $4 a gallon. And even today, we've seen a sharp rise in gas prices. Gas hit about $2.60, and the last couple of weeks started to work its way down to about $2.45. But AAA is reporting that just in the past week, gas prices have gone up 15 cents. Now, that's not based on supply and demand. That's on fear and greed and speculation. So let's bring some stability to this market, the energy market. And it certainly would help us, especially with this tough economy we're in right now. So I'm pleased to be able to testify. I hope the CFTC will take my suggestions and put them into law, into their rules and regulations. And let's get the speculators out of market. And let's stabilize energy prices for all Americans.